Are you financially responsible with your business? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So, where do you spend your time? Where you choose to spend your time directly reflects the financial outcome for your business. Today, I'll focus on some ways that you can evaluate and adjust how to spend your time so that you can positively impact your bottom line. What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? When working in your business, there are a number of activities that we need to do. Some we are fully suited for and others we're just not. So try this exercise. I'm going to tell you some various areas to consider. Take the time to list them out. Now, I'm not expecting you to take hours to do this. I'm looking for your gut reaction. 10-15 minutes max. So, first question here. What things do you do naturally that take little effort? Naturally that take little effort. What things do you not do well? What activities do you find you procrastinate on, even if you know how to do them or are good at them? When you do the activity, for some reason you find that you just don't do it. What activities do you dread to do? I have one client that processes payroll and schedules a full day for the activity. He hates going into the office on those days and mentally shuts down on those days. Thus, payroll takes even longer. And lastly, what business activities are revenue generating? There are activities in your business that will lead to more business, and there are others that are necessary but more operational in nature. So here, list the activities that are necessary to make money in your business. So, now that you've listed all those things out, where are you spending your time? Out of the listing you made from the questions that I just mentioned, highlight the activities you're doing consistently and be realistic. Now, look at that list. Tell me where you found you spend your time that you shouldn't. We'll help you figure out how you can delegate those activities so you can free up your time and enjoy your life. Or maybe share a comment on where you've delegated tasks already. What's worked? What hasn't? Share your experiences because I know my listeners would like to hear from you too. I'm sure that they'd appreciate your insight and perspective. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And you can find us at productiveandorganized.net. Take care, have a great day, and to your success.